Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starr.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. What an honor to have you with us today. We have a jam-packed show, a lot of news happening across the nation, and we are just so honored that you have chosen us to hang out with today. I want to get to some breaking news, and this is a pretty serious situation that is unfolding right now in the state of Georgia. So again, we have a lot of listeners in that part of the country, but it could very well impact the entire nation. So we are now getting word of an active shooter at Fort Stewart in Georgia. We understand that the base, airfields, and schools in the area are on lockdown, and we also understand that there are casualties. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily fatalities, but there are injuries, casualties being reported at Fort Stewart. There's a lot of information coming out. Again, this all unfolding at this very hour. I want to read this from the Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. They say that there was an active shooter incident in the second Armored Brigade Combat Team area. Now, the installation was locked down at 11:04, that's Eastern time. Law enforcement is on the scene, and the military base is confirming casualties have been reported. The situation is ongoing, so I know there are probably a lot of very worried spouses and moms and dads, but that is the very latest information. And by the way, if you're in that area, maybe you have been in touch with your loved ones that might be serving there, might be working at the base, we would certainly love to hear from you and pass along whatever information you can. Our telephone number, I want you to write this down, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, and we'll be taking your calls. But again, a very dangerous situation unfolding right now at Fort Stewart. Want to read some more intel coming in. And a lot of this is coming from dispatch, so just understand that it's unconfirmed, but this is the reporting out there. We're being told that at least five shooting victims so far. We also understand the base commander is now ordering all people on the base to stay inside and lock your doors and windows. So those of you listening to us, and maybe you're on Fort Stewart, lock your doors, lock your windows, stay inside until authorities are able to neutralize whoever is doing the shooting. This has now been declared a mass casualty incident, and police and EMS units are treating victims there at Fort Stewart in Georgia. We have no other information. We don't know what started it. We don't know who's responsible. We don't have any information on suspect or suspects. But if we do, we'll certainly bring that information to you as it unfolds. Now, we have a lot of new listeners. And by the way, we're getting ready to add even more stations to our radio family. And let me explain how this show works, because we broadcast noon to 3 live, and many stations carry us a little bit later in the day. But when breaking news happens like this, we jump into that. For many, many years, for about half of my career in broadcasting and in the journalism business, I was a news reporter, and so it's always enjoyable for me to put back on the reporter's hat and jump in and cover the big breaking news stories of the day, and this is certainly one of them. So we will keep you updated on this these reports out of Fort Stewart. I know a lot of people right now, you say, Todd, what can I do? Well, you can pray. You can pray for the people that have been injured. You can pray for the first responders, and certainly pray for the small children that have to be terrified based on, you know, what's happening there on that military base. So there's something all of us can do, and that's one of them. And I have no doubt that that law enforcement will take care of business there. No doubt at all. Can we talk about what happened last night? President Trump announcing to the nation that a young man, and he had actually posted this photograph earlier in the day of a bloodied young man. His name is Edward Korestein, 19 years old, and he was the youngest member of the Department of Government Efficiency. I believe, as a matter of fact, we have some audio. You might remember Jesse Waters sat down with the Doge team, and they gave this poor kid a good ribbing because he explained his unusual nickname, which is Big Balls. Cut number two.
So. Big Balls.
It's big.
That should be obvious.
Why do they call you Big Balls?
I just said it as my LinkedIn username.
Okay.
Well, people on LinkedIn take themselves like super seriously, and they're pretty adverse to risk. And I was like, well, I want to be neither of those things. So I said it, and honestly, I didn't even think anyone would notice.
Yeah.
So what do you
LinkedIn
do?
Is so cringe.
What does Big Balls do?
Right now I'm working on some payment computer stuff. So one of our initiatives is to root out fraud and waste. And to do that, we started looking at the payment computers. And as mentioned earlier, like there is no accounting of what payments actually go to in the payment computer. So like you look at a specific line item, like $20 million, and you're like, okay, well, what is this money going to? And for the majority of payment systems, it's like, well, we don't really know.
And yeah, like, what? That would be the response.
Is this the most basic responses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the most common response.
What do you say when people just say, I don't know?
Well, it's a huge cause for concern because, like, the upstream thing, which is distributing the money, literally has no checks and no accountability to the actual American taxpayer. So it's a huge vector for fraud, waste, and abuse.
Do these people not respect taxpayer money?
I mean, there's no incentive to if you work in the government. I think the incentives will always decide the outcomes.
Yes.
That 19-year-old man, young man, and is smarter than a lot of adults, right? Edward Korestein, Big Balls is his nickname, just 19 years old. So the other night, he was out with friends. I think there was another member of the Doge team. And by the way, Edward has gone on. He works in another division of the government right now. But he was hanging out with another Doge friend and a girl, and who we understand, we believe is his girlfriend. And they were in Washington, D.C., and they were set upon by a mob of thugs, street thugs, some of them as young as 13, 14 years old. And they were going after the young lady. Edward saw, Big Balls, saw what was happening. So he immediately put himself, his own body, between the thugs and his girlfriend and put her into a car, shoved her into a car, and told her to lock the doors. And then this 19-year-old kid stood face-to-face with that mob, and they beat him senseless. And we have the photos over at ToddStearns.com. You can see it for yourself. Edward was bloodied. He was battered. He was beaten. Got a concussion. That's according to Elon. And it's infuriating what happened to this young man. Now, we understand that there was a police officer who just happened to be on patrol and came across all of this. And had it not been for that police officer, I'm going to tell you something. Those thugs, and let's just call them what they are. They're animals. They're animals. Their parents are raising them to be predators, and we are the prey. I hope you understand that. It doesn't matter if you're in Cincinnati, Ohio, or Memphis, Tennessee, or Atlanta. It doesn't matter if you're in New York City or Los Angeles or Washington, D.C. There are predators on our streets, and we are the prey. And they would have killed this guy. I have no doubt about that. These people have no sense of right or wrong. They have no moral compass. And I think they would have killed this kid. And it breaks my heart when you see, when you go to my website and you see this young man, he knew what was going to happen. This kid, he wasn't built like, you know, The Rock. He wasn't Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's a skinny kid who does computer work, who's been finding all of this grift. And the thanks that this poor kid has gotten, the thanks that Big Balls has gotten, his name has been doxed. He's been mocked and maligned and ridiculed by the media. This kid's an American hero. That's who he is. But he knew what was about to happen. He could have run away. And you know what? If he would have been a leftist, he would have run away. But this kid is a red-blooded American young man. And I can tell you this, every woman in America wishes for a young man like that, somebody who's willing to protect them in the face of, no doubt, a brutal beatdown. And that's what happened. The president is enraged over this, and the president is talking about having to federalize Washington, D.C. to get a handle on all the violent crime, and they should have already done it. The president addressing the violent attack, he said that you've got these roaming gangs of Utes and gang members who are just randomly attacking, mugging, maiming, and shooting innocent citizens. A couple of weeks ago, Congressman Ron Estes, his intern, 21 years old from MIT, was gunned down in the streets along with two other people. It was just some random act of violence. And again, you had these urban street thugs, animals, savages. That's what they are. Back in May, you had a member of the House, a House staffer, was the victim of an armed carjacking in Navy Yard. And then a couple of weeks after that, you had this huge mob of savages that were literally terrorizing local citizens in Navy Yard, which is a great area of Washington, D.C., and nobody's doing anything about it. And President Trump says these kids, they're not scared of anything. They're not scared of anybody. And the president warned Washington, D.C. leaders, and here's the quote, if D.C. doesn't get their act together and quickly, we will have no choice but to take federal control of the city and run the city how it should be run and put criminals on notice that they're not going to get away with it anymore. And the president said this, and man, I don't know. And again, I don't know. They haven't released the skin color of the attackers, so I have no idea. And for me, that's not important right now. But a lot of the civil rights groups are enraged over what the president said about the Doge attack because he wants to treat these 14-year-old thugs as adults. He wants them tried as adults. And all you know what is breaking loose right now. Here's the deal. If you're old enough to go up and beat somebody up on the streets, then you're old enough to get whatever punishment is coming your way. And if you don't want to do it, then stop beating up people and stop carjacking people. President said, maybe it should have been done a long time ago, talking about federalizing D.C. Then this incredible young man and so many others would not have had to go through the horrors of violent crime. If this continues, I am going to exert my powers and federalize this city. I say, Mr. President, what are you waiting for, sir? Just do it. Do it. Everybody knows I've been to Washington, D.C. You've been to Washington, D.C. It is not a safe place. But all I can say is this. God bless this young man known as Big Balls. God bless him. What a red-blooded American hero. Seeing a young woman in distress, facing insurmountable odds, rushing into the mob of thugs without any concern to his own well-being and saving this young lady's life. I'm telling you, what this kid ought to do as soon as he gets better, he ought to get down on any and propose because she will accept. She may get down and propose because that's the kind of a young man that young ladies love. No, he may not be the richest kid in the world, may not be some sort of a fashion model, but you know what? He cares. He's a man, and he knows how to protect. Now, Senator Mike Lee weighing in on this and says that Big Balls should receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest civilian award in the United States. I like that idea because what he did was important for the culture, and it's important for other young men in America to see. So, yeah, I think not only does Edward deserve a medal, but he also probably needs to be invited to the White House, and I'm sure that President Trump is going to do just that once this young man heals up. He's going to survive. I think he's dealing with a concussion. He's going to have a lot of bruises, but he's going to be okay. And I got to tell you something. I look forward to the day that we see this young man in the Oval Office shaking the hand of President Trump. Big balls indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Big balls indeed. 901-260-5926. That's the telephone number. Your call's coming up. 901-260-5926. Again, ToddStearns.com. We're going to have the latest information on what's happening at Fort Stewart. We'll bring that information to you as well. We'll be right back. A generation of children in El Salvador are lost to malnutrition, and the only way to a better future is through a school feeding program. Join me, Todd Stearns, in saving lives with food for the poor. When you click the Feed Their Future banner at ToddStearns.com, your gift of $100 will provide a child in El Salvador with daily school nutrition for a year. Call 855-353-4673 and make your most generous gift. The nutrition these children get in school is often their only meal of the day. Food for the Poor School Nutrition Program effectively addresses malnutrition and increases children's school attendance. Your donation will also support local farmers who produce the nutritional supplements that are needed to improve children's nutrition in El Salvador. Your gift will allow them to focus on learning rather than worrying about their next meal. Today you have the power to feed a child or an entire classroom for a year. Click the blue banner at ToddStearns.com or call 855-353-4673 with a gift of $100 to feed their future.
The details are just beginning to come out about the trouble at Fort Stewart, which began just over 1 hour ago at 11.04 a.m. Law enforcement are on the scene, and there is still an active shooter on Fort Stewart. That, of course, is a huge Army base, the largest in the East, about 15,000 personnel. What we know right now is there's at least one active shooter. We don't know if there's more than that. And we do know also that there are casualties. It's not clear whether they are dead or wounded or how many. But prayers have gone out from a number of leaders. Law enforcement is on the scene. And the commander of Fort Stewart says the base itself is on lockdown. No one in or out. People are being told to stay in their rooms, lock their doors. Active shooter still underway. Casualties. We don't know yet how many.
All right, that reporting coming out, and again, ToddStearns.com, we've already activated our live breaking news coverage. Head over to ToddStearns.com, and we're going to be updating. You'll see the story there, and we are updating it in real time with photos, videos, and whatever information we can. The governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, issuing a statement. I want to read this to you, which will be of interest to our Georgia listeners. As we remain in close contact with law enforcement on the ground, Marty, the girls and I are saddened by today's tragedy at Fort Stewart. We are keeping the victims, their families, and all those who answer the call to serve in our hearts and prayers, and we ask that Georgians everywhere do the same. Of course, we have soldiers from all over the country that are serving there at Fort Stewart, a massive, massive military base. The military is confirming there are casualties. They're not providing numbers just yet. By the way, Fort Stewart, about 40 miles southwest of Savannah. So that's the very latest there. All right, we are coming up on another quick break. When we get back, we're going right to our phones. If you have any info about Fort Stewart you want to share with us, feel free to do so. But I'm also curious about President Trump and his threat to federalize Washington, D.C. It was never meant to be a city, right? This was always meant to be a district that was run, governed by Congress. So is it time to federalize Washington, D.C.? to deal with the crime. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. On deck, we've got our friend, the Black Conservative from Memphis. That's going to be a fun convo. We'll be right back, everybody. Stick around. A major retail chain just canceled a massive order, leaving MyPillow with an overstock of classic MyPillows. Now it's your gain. For a limited time, MyPillow offering their entire classic collection at true wholesale prices. Get a standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Want more? Upgrade to a queen size for only $24.98 or king size for $29.98. Snag body pillows for $39.98 and versatile multi-use pillows for just $12.98. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 to score these amazing deals. Plus, when your order totals $75 or more, you'll receive $100 in free digital gifts, no strings attached. That's right, premium pillows at unbeatable prices and bonus gifts to top it off. Don't wait. Head to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 now. And don't forget to use promo code STARNS to grab your standard MyPillow for only $19.98 while supplies last. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. And again, I want to encourage you to go to our website, toddstearns.com, and you'll be able to watch our live coverage of the active shooter situation there at Fort Stewart. Again, that's toddstearns.com. All right, let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Say hello to our good friend, the Black Conservative from Memphis. Hey, Black Conservative, what's going on?
I am the most erudite mind, brilliant thinker, and political philosopher outside of Sherwood County. I can't be inside because that means I will have to compete against you.
Well said, my friend.
Yeah, and we conservatives, we don't eat our own, so I can't do that. But listen, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. I was listening to you. And you're dead on it about what the president should do about federalizing the capital and about the fact that these attackers who attacked this young lady, you know, they should be tried as an adult. Exactly. They know what they're doing. And these folks are not blind. You know, they know exactly what they're doing. It needs to be said, and most of these politicians won't say it, especially Democrat politicians, but there is a instilled intimate hatred and racism in the liberal Black community against white people in this country. It needs to be said, and it was acted out how they attacked this young white lady because this is how they think on a daily basis.
So you're talking also about the woman in Cincinnati who was knocked out. Just, I mean, I'm shocked that she survived that. But I want to play this, Black Conservative. I want to get your thoughts on this. This lady that you're about to hear from, she actually posted this on her social media talking about the situation in Cincinnati. Cut number four.
This is going to be a very sensitive 4 years. And depending on you, America, it could potentially be violent. Black people have already told y'all they are not going for no more of America. We are not going for any more of America. So if you take your ass in public and you mistake 2025 for being 1925 and you haul out N-word and they come clucking you in your head from every rich damn direction, it's your fault. The internet is here for a reason. Black people are tired. Black people go through enough as is. And you got a lot of brown people that'll touch you up for using it too, because y'all getting crafty with it. You using that term on anybody of color. You're calling brown people that too. And they cooking your ass in the head every which way but loose. The black and the brown are tired. That's your warning.
So there you have it. First of all, the videos now show that in Cincinnati, whoever uttered that word, they weren't the people getting the beat down. So, again, the question is, using that word, is that a death sentence on the streets of America?
Yeah, I see that. That's my point there. They harbor and labor this and instill animosity and hatred in their heart towards white people in the black community. Namely, this is namely black liberal Democrats. They usually band up with Black Lives Matter and the Nation of Islam, and these black Israelites, half of them ain't been nowhere close Israel to Israel, but they call themselves black Israelites. But anyway, yeah, this is, and it's played out in these Democrat cities because these Democrat politicians who they vote in office, deep down in their heart, they feel the same way. They try to justify it as if, you know, black people are going through a whole lot. Yeah, they're going through a whole lot trying to clean up those drug-infested and rat-infested communities and that they need to be cleaning up. Yeah, they sure is going through a lot of crime day in and day out of killing their own communities. So, you know, they cause their own problems. But beyond that, this need to be said. I know they ain't going to like me saying it, and they might say, oh, black, sir, use a hunk of tongue. I don't give a rat tail what they say. The truth of the matter is that racism is very, very well and alive in the black community. It's black racism against white people in this country, white Americans. You know, they claim like they're white nationalists, and the Proud Boys is such a threat to the black community. No. I tell you who's a threat to the black community. These thugs who attacked this woman. That's a threat to the black community. Black-on-black crime. But, you know, they want you to think that it's an American problem. It's a white problem. A white problem. American problem. No. This is a black problem in the black community. They themselves alone need to address it. And then that politician not going to address it, because then if they do, it's going to change the narrative in this country. And that narrative that the media wants you to think is that there's an outright, you know, war against blacks in this country.
And black conservative, again, I hear you. And people are just terrified to talk about this. What I'm terrified of is the solution, the answer, because it can only be resolved in the family. This is a mom and a dad issue, or the lack of, in the household. So this is not a quick fix that we're looking at here. And I remember, you know, look, I was a teenager in the 80s and the 90s. I remember those days. And we didn't have this kind of violence coming out of the black community. It was really, this thing really picked up right after Obama became president and they started teaching critical race theory in our public schools.
Absolutely. You know, and all this, you know, see, they all talk, these black politicians and some of the liberal politicians, elite liberal politicians, Democrat side too, they talk a good talk. You know, they all like, you know, we need to build a black family, and we need to do all of this. And you had the Million Man March, which I call the Madness Man March. You know, they had that a couple of years ago. They were going to reclaim the family, and they was going to stand up and be men. And then they had, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement, and they're supposed to have been changed something, only made four individuals rich.
That's right.
You know, the truth of the matter is, and then back in 2008, you had the Reverend Jesse Jackson and Eric Sharpton. They was all up in Chicago somewhere with a casket with nobody in it, trying to bear the N-word, and then they resurrected that Monday morning.
Well,
you know,
black conservative, you're preaching a lot of truth here, but this is a serious problem because they're coming after everybody. And by the way, the largest victim group demographic on this black from black criminals is, in fact, black people, black on black crime. Nobody wants to talk about this, and we've got to, because now we are all targets. And black conservative, you know this, and I'm going to give you the last word here. You and I both know this. If we have a choice between being carjacked by a 21-year-old or a 14-year-old, I'm going with the 21-year-old because at least he may have some value of life. That 14-year-old will shoot you dead.
Exactly. That 14-year-old, he don't care. They have no respect for authority or the elders. You know, I meet them all the time. You know, they're something else. They're very rebellious to deal with. They're very stubborn. So you just have to stand in your distance. But I'm going to let you go.
All right.
I think the president should federalize Washington, should come down here and federalize South Memphis, too.
All right. I'm with you there. Amen, my friend. All right, black conservative, good to hear from you. What a good man, ladies and gentlemen. Great man. By the way, I want to give you an update. We're getting word that the gunman is now no longer a threat in custody from what we're being told. Early reports indicate at least five people shot. That information coming from local news sources there. Dylan and Cassie monitoring all of that, and we've got that updated over at toddstearns.com. Let's go to Collierville, Tennessee. Lonnie, listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. Hey, Lonnie, you heard black conservative. What do you think?
Hello, Todd.
Hello, Lonnie.
You know, Chicago got the strictest gun laws, right?
They do.
Among those.
Well, New York City and Chicago, yeah. And D.C.
Yes. And blacks kill blacks more than policemen. More than anybody else do, and it's overwhelming. About 90% of the people that are killed by black?
I'm not sure about the latest percentages, but I'm not sure about the latest percentages, Lonnie, but it's a big problem. It's a big problem. How do we fix it? I mean, you're a, what I understand, a Navy veteran. How do we fix the problem?
The black churches, churches almost on every corner. And it's going to have to be generational to start teaching character, to start teaching what Martin Luther King Jr. did with nonviolence, to bring those kids in off the streets and give them hot dogs, hamburgers, a movie or something, and teach them about God and about Jesus and at a young age. And if enough of the churches were doing that, we wouldn't have this problem.
Mm. I think the churches play a massive, massive role in that. Absolutely, Lonnie. I know you wanted to weigh on Epstein real quick as well. And before we let you go, what are your thoughts on the Epstein situation?
I think that the media and the Democrats are bringing this up so that people won't concentrate on things that Trump has done that are good. Like all the presidents and people have been talking about Iran. They can't have a nuclear weapon. They can't have. Well, Trump did it in such a excellent way that no pilot got killed or nothing, and we still did what we needed to do without a hiccup. So what they're doing is they're bringing out this Epstein stuff, trying to because they talk loud. And they got emotions, trying to get people to listen to them when the Republicans and the media, Joe Rogan and some of these other people, are to keep on talking about how the Democrats had these files 3 years. And as much as Garland hates Trump, hates the Republicans, and for not letting him become a Supreme Court justice, oh, he wouldn't have hesitated to bring this stuff out. It was so much about Trump. So we hear the news talking about, oh, Trump is all over the place. So the Republicans have got to keep on reminding people, look, these same people that are talking, they had these files. And if they really had dirt on Trump, do you think that they would have withheld it, especially before the election?
Lonnie, you are a wise sage, my friend, because you're absolutely right. That's why if, in fact, Trump's name is in there, it was inserted after the fact. because they've been looking and digging and fabricating dirt. And that's the reason why they had to fabricate the whole Russia collusion hoax, is basically they couldn't find any dirt on Donald Trump. So I have no doubt that everything you just said is the absolute truth. And we've got to get to the bottom of it, though. And so, and I think we will at the end of the day, Lonnie. I really do. Lonnie, I got to run. I am super late for a break, but thank you for calling in. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Our live coverage of the breaking news out of Fort Stewart. You can see that, read that, watch the videos over at ToddStearns.com. We'll have an update coming up right after this.
We still don't know what condition they're in, but knowing that Memorial is a level one trauma center and that only two of those people are being transported here, I think it's fair to infer that they are not in great condition, given that this was an active shooter situation and five people have confirmed to have been shot. We are going to ask the Army for victim conditions and find out exactly what the extent of these two soldiers' injuries are that are going to be treated here at Memorial. But for now, I will send it back to you, Tyler and Madeline.
All right. Thank you, Shay, for bringing that new information. So five people shot total that we know of so far, two of them being transported via ambulance now
all
to
right.
Savannah.
That is some of the live coverage underway. That's WTOC television in Savannah. Good journalism shop over there. And we can tell you that the Army now confirming five soldiers shot. There is also reporting not confirmed by the Army that the shooter is, in fact, another soldier. So we'll keep you updated there. All indications are now they put out the Army put out a pretty terse statement saying there is no active threat to the community. We understand the shooter was taken into custody. Alive, we don't know. They're not giving us any condition on the soldier or how all of that happened. We also understand that this is coming from Caroline Leavitt at the White House. The White House is aware President Trump has been briefed on the shooting, and they are monitoring the developments here in these early stages. We understand at least, and you heard the hospital mentioned, would lend credibility to the reporting that these may, in fact, be very serious injuries that the soldiers are facing. FBI is ready to assist, standing by if need be. And again, all of this information on our website, ToddStearns.com, and we are updating our coverage, our news stories throughout the day. All right, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We have a lot of moving parts nationally, in Tennessee especially, where Senator Marsha Blackburn announced early this morning that she is going to be leaving the Senate and she's going to be running for governor of Tennessee. This is going to be a pretty ferocious Republican primary battle between Marsha Blackburn, Senator Blackburn, and Republican Congressman John Rose, who is a multimillionaire many times over and is running for governor. He's already entered the race. And this could be very interesting. The other big component of this is who is going to be Marsha Blackburn's replacement in the Senate. So we'll have to see how this plays out. When will Blackburn resign? Will she resign from the Senate to run for governor? We're going to check in with Steve Gill, who is an expert on Tennessee politics, coming up in the next hour. Also, Liz Peek is going to be here as well. And for tomorrow's show, we actually have Marsha Blackburn coming on the program. So looking forward to talking with her and finding out why leave the safety and the security of the U.S. Senate and come back home to Tennessee. So that'll be a fun conversation. It is interesting, though, if she does, in fact, win, you can have a good many of the southern states being governed by female Republicans. So you talk about what a great statement that is for the Republican Party. All right, hang tight, everybody. Again, the breaking news sort of blowing up our first hour. We're going to keep you updated on the situation at Fort Stewart. Head over to toddstearns.com and bookmark our page, by the way. We do a lot of great coverage, and it's all for you. And best of all, it's free of charge, which is not too shabby. All right, hang tight, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Our nation is standing up for American workers, restoring the pride of making products here at home. That's what we do every day. We're America's beverage companies, making American products with American workers in America's hometowns, delivering brands that have been enjoyed for generations, creating good-paying jobs, the kind that require only a strong work ethic, because we believe in the promise of America and the people who make it great.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the big show. Great to have you with us today. It is a busy, busy news day across the country, and, of course, the breaking news of the hour, this horrible situation at Fort Stewart, a gunman opening fire, at least five soldiers shot. We understand the gunman has been apprehended. A lot of chaos right now at Fort Stewart in Georgia. And we've got all the information, the latest videos, photos, and news stories up at toddstearns.com. Well, a bit of political news happening that is going to impact the U.S. Senate. Marsha Blackburn, the senator from the great state of Tennessee, making an announcement early this morning. Cut number three.
Trump is back. America is blessed. And Tennessee, better than ever. I'm Marsha Blackburn. Here in the Volunteer State, we always lead the way. And that's why I am announcing my candidacy for governor. Tennessee is the greatest place in the world to rear a family, make a life and a living, and together we can make our great state even better. We'll make Tennessee America's number one job-creating, energy-producing powerhouse, deliver a world-class education for our children by empowering parents, not the deep state. And whether it takes planes, trains, or starships, we'll deport illegal aliens because respect for the law starts with enforcing it. This is Tennessee. We'll honor the Constitution, we'll value life, and we'll define our boys and girls the way God made them. I love Tennessee. I believe in Tennesseans. And I'm ready to deliver the kind of conservative leadership that will ensure our state is America's conservative leader for this generation and the next. I'm Marsha Blackburn. I'm running for governor, and I would be honored to have your support.
All right. That announcement coming from Senator Marsha Blackburn. I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend Steve Gill, a longtime Republican pundit, knows everything about everything when it comes to Tennessee politics. Steve, good to have you with us today.
Good to be with you, Todd. And this was like the least surprising announcement in a while. She's been saying it was imminent and she was going to announce soon for over a month. And now we finally have the official announcement.
Yeah, I'm wondering what took so long?
You know, she at one point was wanting to wait until after they passed the big, beautiful bill, even though she's not leaving her Senate seat. So she will remain as a Tennessee senator. And if she doesn't win the governor's race, she continues as a U.S. senator. She was just reelected for a six-year term last year. So there wasn't any reason to delay because of, you know, leaving office and depriving the Republicans of a vote in the Senate. I think she was wanting to make sure that she had all of her ducks in a row, and some of them might have been geese, but she got them all lined up, and she's hit the ground running with a lot of endorsements from state House, state Senate, and other elected officials, the state following right on the heels of her announcement today.
You know, Steve, when you look at the makeup of the southern states, which used to be rock solid red, now you've, because of migration, I think, from the northern states, you've got a couple of states in play, one of them being the state of Georgia. I mean, they've got two Democrat senators. That's not looking good for the Republicans hoping to knock off John Ossoff in 2026. So Tennessee really becomes the conservative, I don't know, the conservative bedrock, the foundation of the southern states.
You know, if we're the buckle of the Bible Belt, we're the buckle of the Republican Belt as well at this point. You know, and it's interesting, Todd, you've got three U.S. senators that have already announced that they will be not seeking re-election and instead trying to become governor. Tommy Tuberville, former Auburn football coach in Alabama, is going to leave the Senate and run for governor instead. Michael Bennett, the Democrat senator in Colorado, is leaving to run for governor of Colorado. And then you've got the reverse over in North Carolina, one of those states that should be red, but it's purple to blue. Governor Cooper is now running for the U.S. Senate there and puts that seat in risk as Tillis is under fire. And then in Kentucky, I would not be surprised to see Governor Beshear, a so-called moderate Democrat governor there, maybe jump into the Senate race to try and replace Senator Mitch McConnell, who's not seeking re-election.
Well, let's talk about Blackburn and John Rose, who she's going to be running against. He is a congressman, multimillionaire, and he's got a lot of money.
Yeah, he's already put $5 million of his own money into the race, and he can put another 5 or 10 without blinking. He's already raised over $1 million, so he's off to a strong financial start. He lacks name recognition against Marcia at this point because he's been a congressman in Middle Tennessee but has not had a statewide presence. She's been elected statewide. She got reelected statewide, and she's got a great presence of name recognition after 20-plus years in politics in Tennessee. So she starts with a significant lead, but it's one that John can whittle down over time, particularly since Marcia does not have the ability to self-fund like John does, and she's got to raise it. And with the campaign finance limits, it's going to be difficult for her to outraise and outspend John Rose.
But again, she's got the name recognition, and he doesn't. And I was really surprised, Steve, and maybe you can give us some insight here. I'm just surprised he hasn't used this opportunity of waiting for Marcia to jump into the race to get out there, you know, do advertising campaign blitz across the state, and especially in places where he's not well-known, so that people can at least begin to get some information about John Rose.
He's really been working hard, boots on the ground. I mean, there's not an event in Tennessee, Republican or otherwise, that he hasn't been to in the last couple of months since he announced. So he's doing it with a grassroots approach. He's a former Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture. He's an eighth-generation farmer in Tennessee. So he's really going to play well in those rural communities. And interestingly, this week he's done a couple of national media hits making the pitch for President Trump that the tariff issue is not just about manufacturing. It's not just about tariffs. It's also about opening markets to U.S. farm products. And I think that's a brilliant strategy on his part to not only talk in favor of Tennessee farmers having more access to international markets, but also kind of grabbing that piece of supporting Trump in a way nobody else has done.
Yeah, they're going to have to, the campaign's going to have to unleash their candidate and let him be himself out there. And I think if he does that, you know, he may be able to sway some folks. But whose race is this to lose?
It's Marcia's to lose at this point. And again, yeah, Todd, you and I have been in politics for a long time. The psychology of politics is important. She put out a poll at the very start claiming that, you know, her name recognition lead had an 80-20 lead over Rose. That is going to close, and we will see if she and her campaign advisors can handle the heat when that margin gets tight. That's when people make mistakes. That's when the psychology hits and they start to panic and they overreact. So we'll see if they can, you know, as the British might say, keep calm and carry on when this race tightens.
No doubt about it. And I think it is. And again, when you look at the situation in Georgia and the Republican Party in the state of Georgia right now I don't know if you could call it a civil war because there are multiple factions going at it over there. But Derek Dooley, of course, throwing his name in the hat. I know you're a former UT athlete. You played basketball up there.
I hope he campaigns better than he coached. I think he had a 15-21 record at Tennessee during his 3 years. Now, the Dooley name is powerful in Georgia. His dad is a legend as the former Georgia head football coach. But Herschel Walker ran and got dusted with as much legendary name recognition in that state. And Republicans need to not blow it and let Ossoff get reelected.
Yeah, I think you do need to actually live in the state that you're campaigning in. So I think at least Dooley's got that going for him. So we'll see how all that plays out. We had Martha Zoller on the show yesterday, and she gave us some great insight into what's happening there. But I love to see the southern states in play. What happens in this part of the country really does matter, especially when you look at such tight majorities in both the Senate and the House.
And Republicans have an opportunity, again, if they can replace Mitch McConnell with a stronger conservative in Kentucky, if we can pick up some of the open seats or some of the tight seats around the country, I think Republicans could probably expand that three-seat Senate majority by two or three, but they've got to get the right candidates, make sure they're funded, and not have any self-inflicted wounds. And when the Senate's taken a month off, rather than confirming President Trump's 130 languishing judicial appointments, that's not the way you win in midterms.
Yeah, no, it's you're right. It's almost as if they're taking everything for granted. And again, I just don't understand why they left for the traditional August recess. I think they should have stayed, and they should have been working their butts off.
Well, you've got President Trump, whose tagline is fight, 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 and it looks like the Senates are, go home, go home, go home, and not fighting for what the MAGA supporters, what the Trump supporters want. It shocks me, Todd, that two of the best cabinet appointees that President Trump has made are Democrats, Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. And we've got some great ones that have emerged. And President Trump just this week starting to say, J.D. Vance may be the heir apparent. Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, would be a great VP. But two of the best are former Democrats.
Yeah, it's go figure. Go figure. All right, Steve Gill, give us the website address of the great new publication.
TriStarDaily.com, TriStarDaily.com, and encourage people to go there, share it, and we try to keep you up to date with all the inside scoop on Tennessee.
All right. Steve Gill, always good hearing from you. Appreciate you.
Thanks, my friend.
All right. There you go. It's going to be a Donnybrook, ladies and gentlemen. John Rose and Marsha Blackburn in the state of Tennessee. So we'll see who else is thinking about throwing their hat into the ring nationwide as well. Can I talk to you for just a moment about what's going on over at the WNBA? They're having a rough go of it. These gals, if it weren't for the generosity of the men in the NBA, rather, the girls over in the WNBA would be working at Marshall's and TJ Maxx because they can't make any money. The league is just doing horribly. Never turned a profit, always in the red. And so now, and then it's sort of like a holier-than-thou kind of a situation. The girls are all demanding that they be paid the same amount as the men in the NBA, and the league just cannot sustain those numbers. So they either don't understand basic economics or they really don't care. But regardless, they really do believe they're all that, these girls are playing in the WNBA. So fans are starting to protest a little bit, and there's been a rash of incidents, and I'm trying to be delicate about all of this. That's the challenge. I'm trying to be delicate. But let's just say that there have been neon green items that have been hurled from the stands in WNBA stadiums all across America.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. It's raining men. Amen.
Yeah, it's raining specifically green neon men or man parts, if you will. Dylan, I'm trying to be careful.
It's really hard to be careful.
Yeah, I get put on the church prayer list after just about every show, and I'm trying to be very gentle and delicate.
Yes, you're doing a good job.
With how I handle this, which I don't handle that, but you know what I mean. What I've enjoyed, though, is how, the cleanup crews, how they approach these strange objects on the floor. Have you seen? Nobody
I would
wants
hate to be that person.
Nobody wants to pick them up. They don't pay me enough money.
That's like four pairs of gloves you're going to have to get
it
me.
Really is. And then you have to burn them.
Yes.
You have to burn them. And apparently somebody, my favorite one was last night. So apparently there was like, I think two or three that projectile man parts that landed on the court. But one of them actually landed and hit somebody in the stands. And they're plush. I guess they're plush objects. I don't know. I've never seen them. But stop.
And they're neon.
And they're neon. You
For
can't
some
miss
reason.
Them.
Yeah.
So anyway, somebody got nailed by one, and they were asking the person if they were okay. And as they panned down to where, I guess they were in the seat, and they panned down to where the neon green man part was. And then if you can see in the background, there are foot-long wieners. I kid you not. Somebody had hot dogs. They put, I guess they put their snack under their seat. Who does that? But I'm like, geez, Lou, you got the green neon man part and a pair of wieners there. I hope the buns were toasted. We'll be right back.
Our nation is standing up for American workers, restoring the pride of making products here at home. That's what we do every day. We're America's beverage companies, making American products with American workers in America's hometowns, delivering brands that have been enjoyed for generations, creating good-paying jobs, the kind that require only a strong work ethic, because we believe in the promise of America and the people who make it great.
Probably should have said projectiles, neon green projectiles. That's more appropriate. Jeez, Lou. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So there was an interesting conversation on Fox and Friends this morning. Oklahoma is officially requiring all new teachers to pass an America First test to keep their license. This is brilliant. Let's play cut number five, please.
All right. So for anybody who's got teachers in their family in Oklahoma, this is a story you'll probably want to listen to because there are teachers that are relocating there from progressive states who will now be evaluated on the America First agenda. Oklahoma as a state now is going to require new teachers pass an America First test to keep their license. They're going to have knowledge of the U.S. Constitution, an understanding of American exceptionalism, a grasp of fundamental biological differences between boys and girls. Perhaps for some, this sounds like common sense.
It's called science and history.
I have many teachers in the family in Oklahoma, so I'll have to get their thoughts on all of this, but I don't know. See any problems with this, Greg?
Well, no. If you're from a progressive state, you're coming from New York, you're coming from California, you're coming from Illinois, this is what you're going to have to do. In fact, the Oklahoma State School Superintendent had this to say about it.
President Trump is the one fighting for fairness and keeping the rest of the country from becoming this woke dumpster fire that's in California. That's why we announced today, if you're going to come from California to Oklahoma to teach, we're going to make sure you take a test and understand basic biology before we let you in a classroom. We partnered with PragerU on this and said, hey, if you don't know the difference between a boy and a girl, you're not teaching our kids. Gavin Newsom has warped their entire school system there in California.
Seems reasonable. And, of course, lots of states are having to deal with these progressives who are moving out of the woke dumpster fires like California.
Yeah.
And they're having to figure out, like, please don't bring your policies and your voting behavior to our state, please.
All right. So Oklahoma is the most conservative state in America. It is the only state in the nation where every single county went red in the past, three election cycles for Donald J. Trump. It's remarkable. And so Oklahoma is saying, you know what? We don't want these purple-haired weirdos from California or New York moving to our beautiful state and then indoctrinating our kids with far-left propaganda. So they're going to start forcing these teachers to take an America First test to find out what they really believe. What do you think about that, everybody? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. 260-5926. I think we ought to offer that test for every person moving into a red state. What say you? We'll be right back, everybody.
Our nation is standing up for American workers, restoring the pride of making products here at home. That's what we do every day. We're America's beverage companies, making American products with American workers in America's hometowns, delivering brands that have been enjoyed for generations, creating good-paying jobs, the kind that require only a strong work ethic, because we believe in the promise of America and the people who make it great.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know, Howard Stern in the news. Remember last year, Howard Stern, what did he say? He said he hated all of you Trump supporters. And he had a message to all of the Trump people who listened to his show on SiriusXM. And he said he didn't want you guys to listen to his show anymore. That's Howard Stern last year, 2024. So yesterday we got word that it looks like SiriusXM is canceling Howard Stern's show. It looks like all of you Trump folks actually stopped listening to Howard Stern. So there you go. Once you go woke, you go broke. I mean, it's these guys, they never learn their lesson. I miss the Howard Stern of the movie Private Parts, which was a terrific movie. Oh, that's another word I could have used to describe the neon green projectiles. Doggone it, Dylan. Oh, well. Anyway, good luck to you. Good luck to you, Howie. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, the owner, proprietor of LizPeak.com, Liz Peek. Liz, hope you're doing good.
I am doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Liz, you always live the glamorous life, but I think I may have one up on you now. tomorrow, we're doing the national show from the PGA, from the big PGA golf tournament here, the FedEx St. Jude Classic. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds awesome. I think, yeah, totally. That's very glamorous. And who's the contender? Scotty Scheffler, I presume?
Yeah, Scotty Scheffler is going to be. We have the top 70 golfers in America that are going to be here in Memphis. And we're going to be perched right there on the 18th hole there. So it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow.
Have you ever been to a big golf tournament?
You know, I haven't. Liz, I have a funny story. Fox years ago sent me to cover the Augusta National when Tiger Woods was returning.
Yeah.
And you'll appreciate this. We had to be tethered to the satellite truck. So my coverage of the Augusta National was actually in the Jiffy Lube parking lot across the street.
So you could have stayed home, basically, yeah, and done the same thing.
Unless Tiger Woods was getting an oil change. Yeah, that's
that's hilarious. That is hilarious. It's a funny thing. I mean, I haven't been to many tournaments, but I have been to a couple. And you have a choice of either following a foursome or, you know, two or three during the course of the day, or you sit in one place and kind of watch everyone come up to the 18th green or whatever. And I mean, it's a different kind of viewing experience. I'm a tennis player mainly, and tennis tournaments are so different because you sit on and you just watch the ball go back and forth. Golf is it's just a funny spectator sport a little bit.
It's a lot of fun, and we do it a little different in the South. And TPC Southwind is just a beautiful course, and the food and the volunteers, and of course, all the money goes to help, you know, St. Jude Children's Hospital. So it's a nice thing that Memphis does, and Memphis needs some good news on the national scale. So, you know.
I think it sounds wonderful. Congratulations.
Thanks. Hey, look, speaking of Tennessee, though, Gavin Newsom is upset because our state only has one Democrat House seat. And the reason why is we just don't have a lot of Democrats living in Tennessee. But he's pretty fired up over what Texas is trying to do with the redistricting.
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting. Really, essentially, what's happened is that places where you could redistrict, if you're a Democrat, for example, New York, they've already done it. They've already tried it. And their effort, which happened twice over the last 10 years, was so egregiously bad that a court said, no, that you can't do this. And thankfully, we had a vote in New York. And by the way, every state should have this vote that basically says that the districts have to be drawn by an impartial commission or something like that. And so this effort by the Democrats in New York to steal two or three seats, basically get rid of, for example, the seat that Nicole Malliotakis had, was so preposterous that the commission and the judges said, no, you can't do that. So Democrats are kind of furious. Frankly, a couple of things on this Texas thing. One is that all of the problem, and there is a problem with the apportionment of House seats right now, stems from two things. One, the fact that we still count people in the country illegally in the census. That, to me, has seemed preposterous. I've been writing about this for 15 years. You should not have people in Congress extra seats because you have harbored a great many illegal residents. And that has happened in New York, and it's happened in California. So both of the states have a lot of people in their states illegally. Those are counted in the census, and so they have more seats in the House of Representatives than otherwise they would. It's a terrible incentive for blue governors, blue states, to have very lax sanctuary laws and stuff, because it gives you more power, it gives you more political clout. But that's not right. And I think, President Trump tried to change that the last time they did the census. One of the great things that could happen is if they stop counting illegals in the next census, or they can count them, but at least they should not matter in terms of how many House seats you have. And here's the thing, Todd. States like California and New York and Illinois, by the way, are losing residents and businesses. They should not be allowed to fill that hole with people in the country illegally just to keep their houses, House seats. I mean, that's just wrong from beginning to end. The second thing is, in the 2020 census, because it happened during COVID and because it was not very well executed, seven states were overcounted. Six of those were blue states, including New York and California and some others. So blue states generally have more seats than they should. And in fact, New York, I mean, people think really we have 2 to 3 more seats than is really appropriate. California, probably the same. So think about that really tiny margin the GOP has in the House. Maybe it really should be 10 to 15 instead of 5 to 10. That's what we're talking about. So what generally speaking, I would be opposed to a mid-decade redo of the districts. But in this case, because the 2020 census was so screwed up, I think Texas is not wrong to redraw the maps. Again, Democrats have done this quite frequently in their states that they control. And frankly, when I saw Texas was doing that, my initial response, which is not admirable probably, was like, yes, thankfully the Republicans are getting tough. They're becoming just as ruthless as Democrats. And, you know, I think, frankly, we need some of that.
No, I'm with you. And I think they've set the rules for the game, and we should be playing by those rules. I mean,
that's right.
And the Democrats, and the problem is, Republicans are nice, and they're not all that confrontational, and they really don't like to, you know, to raise their voices. But the reality is the Democrats know that, and they've been taking advantage of that. So we really need to show them, hey, look, there is going to be blowback if you do this. But, you know, Liz, you talk about the census numbers, and I mean, we still really don't have a good grasp of how many people are in this country illegally. I mean, the numbers go from 10, 20, 30 million. Regardless, those are enough numbers, as you pointed out, to shift some of those congressional seats.
Yeah, 100%. And they have. I mean, if you took away, California has well over 1 million people who are so-called undocumented. If you took those away, how many seats would that be? Honestly, I can't do that in my head, but it's significant. And so that's a big deal. And as I say, I think if you go back to the original definition of the census, as I have done, it's very easy. It's just like birthright citizenship. The language in the law that created the census is somewhat ambiguous, but no one imagined when these things were created, when these laws were created, that we have, as you say, 10 to 20 million people in the country illegally. That just was not something people anticipated. So when they said every person should be counted. Yeah, maybe, but not every person should be counted who is not here legally. And by the way, you know, it's not just representation. It's also money, government, federal funds and welfare programs. The money is apportioned to the states also on the basis of the census. So if you're overcounting populations because you're overcounting them, but also because they're illegal people in that mix, you're also giving more of needed welfare money to states, again, that have purposefully attracted people, undocumented people. And California is obviously the poster child for this. Gavin Newsom has made it incredibly appealing for people to come into his state illegally. You know, you get driver's licenses, you're automatically registered to vote. And do you not think, Todd, that a lot of those people who get driver's licenses and are automatically registered to vote actually vote? I think they do.
Me too.
I don't know how many, but you just cannot possibly. What is California? 10 million people? It's a lot. I don't think that they are yet set up to really screen out people on the basis of their nationality. I just don't think that happens. So I don't know the numbers, and I'm, you know, kind of winging it on that. But I'm pretty sure that they're not incredibly efficient state looking at some of the things that have gone on there. And I think that's one place where I think they, you know, they're probably not really following the law.
Liz, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm going to do you one for the FedEx St. Jude Championship. I will order ribs from Rendezvous for you, Liz Peek.
Thank you. That sounds pretty yummy, I have to say. Well, enjoy it. Have a wonderful
Well, thanks.
Time, and that should be just a terrific outing.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be telling folks about it. And, folks, you can follow our coverage on toddstearns.com, and you can follow Liz Peek's coverage on lizpeek.com. Liz, always great intel. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Todd. Take
care. All right. There you go. The great Liz Peek. You see her all the time on Fox News, and just a terrific, terrific lady. All right, we've got to take a break here. You know, Dylan, I didn't even think about this, but this really is my first big, you know, going to a golf tournament like this. We may need some pointers.
I think we absolutely do, because this is also my first time.
Oh, geez, a loo. Well, Parker May's already out there.
Yeah, I think we're fully relying on him.
Yeah, so he's been filing reports for our flagship station, KWAM. And, I mean, I think Scheffler's already here. So I think a lot of the golfers are already here.
Yeah, I've heard
town.
Those reports.
I'm excited
to see these people, even though I may not know who they are right at the moment, but I'm sure we'll be filled in.
Well, they say the fan experience at the FedEx St. Jude Championship is just off the charts. And, you know, the hospitality is pretty insane. What's great? No dress code.
Oh, yeah.
You do have to wear pants, though.
No shorts?
Oh, well, you can wear shorts.
Shorts. Yeah, okay. Good. That's all I care about.
Oh, the good news here, no golf knowledge is required, Dylan.
Good.
So there,
we'll fit right in.
So anyway, people are asking, what about the food? Yeah, they've got tacos, wings, Memphis barbecue, ribs, snow cones. Oh, man, they do the snow cones. I've heard the rumors about the snow cones, and it's going to be like 300 degrees. So that might be good. So anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of golf and a lot of fellowship, and we're all going to be there. We're doing our national show from the TPC Southwind Golf Course. We're going to be on the 18th hole there. It's a beautiful location, and we hope if you're in town for the golf tournament, it's going to be broadcast nationwide. We'd love to see you drop by and say hello, and we'll have Parker and Dylan and myself, and we'll have a good old time. All right, got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up this evening, President Trump on Newsmax. You're going to want to watch that. We'll have our coverage tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on the Todd Stearns Show. Newsmax, of course, just going public on the New York Stock Exchange. And I want to encourage you to check out Newsmax shares. You can do that by going to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Millions of people are watching the news revolution, and I love it. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans are now going to Newsmax for news they can trust. download the free Newsmax app. You can do that on your smartphone or TV, and you can start watching right now. And again, get that free Newsmax app and check out Newsmax shares at NewsmaxInvest.com.
Our nation is standing up for American workers, restoring the pride of making products here at home. That's what we do every day. We're America's beverage companies, making American products with American workers in America's hometowns, delivering brands that have been enjoyed for generations, creating good-paying jobs, the kind that require only a strong work ethic. Because we believe in the promise of America and the people who make it great.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're excited to have with us KWAM sports editor Parker May. Parker, I understand you are live right now at TPC Southwind at the FedEx St. Jude Championship.
Yes, Todd, I'm currently watching Memphis men's basketball coach Penny Hardaway playing in the Pro-Am, currently alongside PGA Pro Mackenzie Hughes. He's on the 16th green. It's been a great day over here at TPC Southwind with press conferences from Justin Thomas, Scottie Scheffler, and an exclusive interview I had with Harris English.
So, by the way, Parker, are we supposed? Hey, Dylan, we're supposed to be talking in hushed tones.
Oh yes, and we can't clap. Can
no,
we not?
Don't clap. Don't clap. Parker, I have a question for you. So the pro am, they had the pro am earlier today. Scottie Scheffler, has he already teed off?
Yes, he played this morning. He did his nine holes. Started about 8:30, wrapped up, and then had his media availability right after that.
So, how are the crowds out there, Parker?
It's great. Definitely expecting more as the week goes on into Championship Sunday. But great crowd so far following the big names. Scottie had a great crowd this morning. And Penny Hardaway has a nice following right now.
This is true. So have you been able to scout out? Dylan's very concerned about, you know, he's never been to a tournament before. He's a little nervous. How are things? Where are we located?
Yeah, it's awesome. Great setup. We're going to be right on the 18th fairway. In an air-conditioned spot, so a great spot for the Todd Starnes Show to be tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. We told everybody we're going to be out there. It's not going to be 3 hours of golf. You know, we're going to do our regular show, but we're going to be dipping in and interviewing a lot of fun folks. We're going to be talking about the food scene, which I'm assuming you've already – have you been able to sample any of the fine fare there?
I have. I had a delicious brisket burrito this morning for breakfast, and it was fantastic.
A brisket burrito.
Yes, brisket burrito with eggs, potatoes, and onions.
Nice. You see, when it comes to Tennessee sports, the food is a part of the thing, right? You're not going to come here and just get like a hot dog. You know, you're going to get fed.
100%. Barbecue all over TPC Southland this week. Great food, no matter where you are on the course.
All right. Well, tell. By the way, tell Scottie that we said hello.
Will do. Got to ask him a couple of questions at his press conference earlier this afternoon.
Oh, you did? What did you ask him?
Yeah, I talked about Happy Gilmore 2, the movie he was recently in. Got to ask him if he had a favorite line. He said not particularly, which is understandable. He had a lot of great lines in that movie. And also about his consistency. He's had 13 straight top 10 finishes leading into the FedEx Cup playoffs. And he talked about how his preparation has been the key for his success this season.
All right, Parker May, we look forward to seeing you. The rest of the team will be down tomorrow, so we'll check in with you again, and we'll see you there. Have fun. Stay out of trouble.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Oh, by the way, Parker, are you there?
Yes.
We understand yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, our very own Parker May celebrating the big 21st birthday celebration.
Happy birthday to you. Thank you.
All right, 21 years old.
It was a big one.
It was. All right, enjoy the naps. They'll be more frequent, Parker. We've got to run. That's Parker May. By the way, we want to give a big shout-out to Landers Ford, South Haven, Covington, Collierville, sponsoring our coverage of the great, great golf tournament. Hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 of the big show coming up next.
Our nation is standing up for American workers, restoring the pride of making products here at home. That's what we do every day. We're America's beverage companies, making American products with American workers in America's hometowns, delivering brands that have been enjoyed for generations, creating good-paying jobs, the kind that require only a strong work ethic. Because we believe in the promise of America and the people who make it great.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
I'm watching this very weird video right now, and I really don't know what to think. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Honored to have you with us today. So the Seattle Kraken, that's the NHL team for Seattle. You know, I am not a big hockey fan. I didn't realize Seattle had a team, and I had no idea they were named the Kraken. I mean, we got the Predators. That's in Nashville. We used to have a hockey team in the Memphis area. The River Kings is what they were called back in the day. Were they any good?
I don't remember. I was too young.
We had the Showboats, the USFL. We had them the first time, and then the second time, and now I don't know what the UFL is doing, but they're screwing it all up.
It's true.
You know what's interesting about the UFL? You would think that they would have had a better handle on things, but the reality is the USFL back a couple of years ago when they first came back to Memphis, I had 11 season tickets, had a whole row. And there were thousands of people that would come out to the spring football games. Man, you're lucky to get 2,000 or 3,000 out there.
Yeah, it's kind of sad because they fill up they try to fill up half the stadium, and then it doesn't fill up at all. And then our team's not that good right now.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, it's terrible.
Bad combination there.
That and the game start at 11 o'clock on a Sunday when everybody's in church. Even the thugs in Memphis go to church on Sunday. Exactly. Everybody goes to church. So that's sad. All that to say, I had no idea the Seattle Kraken was actually a thing. Regardless, they were doing a promotional video shoot. We've got the video up on our Facebook page. Have you seen the video, Dylan?
I have.
It's and I'm very the confused. Living daylights out of it. So the mascot is a troll, like a big blue-haired troll creature, like a monster. And they were doing a promotional video shoot in Alaska at a national park in a river. It's like a shallow river, I guess, where you would go salmon fishing or whatever, or trout fishing, whatever kind of fish they have there. So they've got this huge monster creature, the troll, and one of the players, and they're in the river, and a grizzly bear charges the mascot. And here's what gets me. This is a grizzly bear, Dylan. A grizzly bear. This is not like a cute, lovable Yogi Bear boo-boo. No, this was like, I will eat you, I am hungry kind of a bear.
Yeah, they're not the friendly type.
So what I'm perplexed by is the lack of urgency. Because here's the thing. The only thing, if you're out and there were at least three people in the shot, if you're one of those three people, you just need to be faster than the other two.
Yeah, right. They're in the same supermarket that the bear shop's in, so I don't know if they want to be there at the same time that he's hungry.
I've never seen anything like this. So they're just kind of lollygagging as the bear is charging at them. And I'm like, run.
You probably can't run that fast in a mascot suit. You got to think about it.
The bear's licking his lips. He's like, I don't know what that is, but it looks good. And you know why? It's like when you go to the 7-Eleven for the slushies, you always want the blue one.
It's a good point.
The bear's like, oh, my God, I've never seen a blueberry that big. The bear's like, pie, I want pie. Anyway, the animal turned away. It's all captured on video. Here's what gets me. You know who was going to get eaten? It would have been the video person, right? Because they weren't moving.
Yeah.
It's like, what's wrong with you people? And the problem is, it's Disney. They have, people have been raised to think that the tigers and the lions, they're like very docile, you know, like cartoon creatures, when in fact they want to eat you. So anyway, I wanted to share some intel with you because I was concerned by what exactly do you do if you are charged by a grizzly bear in Alaska. Number one, don't go to Alaska. But if you're there and, you know, so here's the rules, Dylan. I know you're like a world traveler now. So the next time you're on a mission trip to Peru, is that where you went? Peru?
Yes.
All right. The next time you're on the mission field, if it's brown, lay down. We're talking about bears. If it's brown, lay down. If it's black, fight back. If it's white, good night. Because those are the polar bears. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but polar bears, in addition to enjoying Coca-Cola, as we have seen in the commercials, they love to eat humans. And that they literally, if they will search you out. So the polar bears love to eat human flesh.
Yeah, they see us as prey. I read about that.
It's not good.
That's actually terrifying.
Yes. So yet another reason not to go to the North Pole or wherever they live. So again, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show, we talk politics, we talk culture, we talk sports, and we also help you, you know, when you're in the wilderness. We don't want you to be eaten by wildlife. All right. So there you go. If it's brown, lay down. If it's black, could you imagine? I don't think I could do that.
Lay down?
Everything in my body. Because the bear's looking at me as like, dude, prime rib.
Yeah.
Get some A1 sauce.
He's not believing that. The fight back one is the one that I'm cautious of. Like, what am I fighting back with?
Like, you have boxing gloves? Do you assume the fighting position or do you fight dirty? I don't. Kick the bear.
Where's
the
ref?
Kick the bear. I don't know what you would do. My concern is, though, going back to this, I'm glad the bear just like, you know what, maybe I don't need pie after all. And the bear just stomped and went back about its business. But I'm concerned about the lackadaisical attitude of the Gen Zers and millennials in that video. I don't think they realized how close they were to death. But there you go. We've got the video up at Facebook. Go and watch it. What was it Anderson Cooper once? The one wise thing Anderson Cooper said as a journalist, he used to do all these documentaries on sharks. And he said the only thing worse than getting eaten by a shark is not having your camera on when you're getting eaten by the shark. And that's a fair point if you're a journalist. All right. Welcome, everybody. Todd Stearns. Feel like this is Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Welcome. So I want to go back to something we talked about in the last hour. The state of Oklahoma has come up with a very brilliant strategy. You know, one of the problems that we face here in the southern states is we've got all these young people, and they want to come down from the northern states, and they're teaching all of our good church-going Christian children who know their pronouns. They're messing with their minds, and they're filling their minds with all of this far-left propaganda. And it's really confounding for a lot of people. Well, the good people in Oklahoma have come up with a solution. So they have become the very first state in the nation to require teachers from liberal-leaning states to take a test to make sure they align with Oklahoma curriculum. I love this idea. According to Ryan Walters, who's been on this program many times before, he said, quote, we offer the largest signing bonuses for teachers in the country. If you're in the top 10% of teachers in the country, we give you $50,000 in Oklahoma. So we've seen teachers come from blue states, red states, all come to Oklahoma. They are especially fleeing teachers unions. I believe that. He said the state is working with the conservative think tank PragerU on developing the test for teachers. It will include basic questions about American history, civics, and common sense. We need Professor Murph from Germantown. This is right up his alley. But I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, when you look at what they're trying to do here, what sort of questions do you think we need to be asking these teachers? What kind of questions need to be on the America First test. The first one, do you know your pronoun? That would be number one for me. And then we could go from there. But I'm curious, what sorts of questions do you think they ought to be asking the teachers there in the state of Oklahoma? By the way, I know this is going to trigger a bunch of the godless heathens out there, but Oklahoma actually put the Bible back into their history standards. So the children of Oklahoma are learning about the Holy Bible. The superintendent said one of the big challenges is having kids come from Maine, California, and New York. And he said the problem is those states have academic standards that are very different from Oklahoma's. The superintendent says one of the things we wanted to do, first of all, is to make sure they're great teachers. And number two, we want to make sure we're not getting these woke, indoctrinating social justice warriors in the classrooms. I love this. He name-dropped California Governor Gavin Newsom as one of the impetuses or impetusi of the change. No, I made that up. I guess I failed the test. Now, the California Department of Education requires instruction about gender, gender expression, gender identity, and they explore the harm of negative gender stereotypes. They don't do that crap in Oklahoma. I mean, I can imagine Oklahoma gender studies. All right, kids, go into the bathroom, close the stall, and take a look down. I'm just guessing. I'm sure there may be a little bit more to it than that. Anyway, the superintendent says, we're going to make sure this isn't creeping into our schools. When we see Maine take the extraordinary steps to fight President Trump, well, every county in Oklahoma voted for President Trump. Maine has also pushed back against President Trump's executive orders requiring schools teach there are only two genders and that biological boys are banned from participating in female sports. So I say, good for you, Oklahoma. I love this idea. It's really a great way to ensure that Oklahoma schools are churning out God-loving patriots who still know their pronouns. All right, we got to take a break here. We're going to open up the phone lines on this. What do you think they ought to be asking? What are some of the questions that you believe we should be asking teachers before we allow them into our classrooms? And I again, if we took as much time and effort going through and investigating the people that are educating our kids, I think we would be much, much better off as a country. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Our nation is standing up for American workers, restoring the pride of making products here at home. That's what we do every day. We're America's beverage companies, making American products with American workers in America's hometowns, delivering brands that have been enjoyed for generations, creating good-paying jobs, the kind that require only a strong work ethic, because we believe in the promise of America and the people who make it great.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. The question is, what should Oklahoma be asking their teachers? They're going to be requiring all new hires from liberal states to go through an America First test. Let's say hello to Randy in Pennsylvania. All right, Randy, what say you?
Yes, I'd like to ask the teachers what they feel about the Ten Commandments and whether they think that's important in education.
The Ten Commandments. All right. Do you think they ought to be teaching the Ten Commandments?
I think that that's important in overall what the kids learn in school, not necessarily that the Ten Commandments have to be posted on the wall or anything like that, although I might think that's a good idea. I don't think that's a necessity. I just think it's important in what the teachers represent.
I think that's a pretty brilliant idea. I mean, you at least get a rudimentary knowledge of whether or not, you know, they're, you know, a God-fearing Christian or a godless heathen.
That's correct.
Randy, I like that idea. Thank you for chiming in. Again, 901-260-5926. Randy says we need to be quizzing the teachers about the Ten Commandments. You know, it's interesting. Years ago, and I remember as a small child in grade school at Hope P. Sullivan Elementary in South Haven, Mississippi, where I attended school, I remember the Ten Commandments actually being posted on the wall of our classroom. I think every classroom had the Ten Commandments. And I remember, and I don't know if you guys ever had this happen at your schools, but there was a time when the Gideons would come in and the Gideons would give all the children little pocket New Testaments. I don't think they do. Do they do that anymore? Are they even allowed on school property? All that to say, though, back when I was a kid, and this was, 1973, 74, when I was in grade school, we didn't have any of those problems. We didn't have the violence or the school shootings. We didn't have any of that stuff. Kids were very well behaved. Kids respected their teachers. And if, you know, you screwed up or something, not only did you get in trouble at school, but you would get it sometimes twice as hard when you got home. But those were the old days. Now you look at what's happening. It's just insane. I wouldn't, God love you if you're a school teacher. I don't know how you guys do it. But these poor teachers, they're going into these war zones, these classrooms. It's just absolutely bonkers. All right, 901-260-5926. Jasmine Crockett, back at it again. Shucking and jiving. Good, good. Shucking and jiving. All right, man, she is fired up. She's really concerned because she's about to be out of a job. So when they redistrict Texas, Jasmine Crockett is out of a job. So she's really upset, calling President Trump a low IQ person. Cut number six.
I want people to see him and understand who he is. This is a person that has a problem with people of color, period. I don't care how many black MAGA out there with their hats. I want to be clear, when we look at who it is that he's kicking out of this country is people of color. When we look at who he always disrespects and says that they are low IQ, even though when you look at his cabinet, this has to be the most incompetent cabinet we have ever had in the history of this country. When we're talking about people that literally have the ability to drop bombs or order that bombs be dropped or make recommendations that bombs be dropped, and they literally don't know how to get the signal chat right. So we're talking about low IQ individuals, but so long as they say that this guy is their guy, and usually if they work for a certain news network, that's the only qualification that's necessary. I've got news for the president. I am not going anywhere. No matter how many squiggly lines they draw in the state of Texas, I will be back and I will be on his behind and making sure the real accountability that the American people are demanding, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, or independents, that it is had when the Democrats take control of this House in the midterms.
Okay, let me just see if I understand this. She's threatening to twerk on President Trump. Is that she just said that? She's going to be on his behind. By the way, I want to go back and read this quote from her. Jasmine Crockett, I don't care how many black MAGA out there wit they hats. Who talks like that? Wit they hats. This woman, I mean, she was educated at some of the most expensive schools in America, including Rhodes College right here in Memphis, Tennessee. Did they teach her to talk like that? So this woman is either fake ghetto or she was a diversity hire, an affirmative action hire at some of these schools she went to. Wit they hats? Who talks like that? Come on. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Our nation is standing up for American workers, restoring the pride of making products here at home. That's what we do every day. We're America's beverage companies, making American products with American workers in America's hometowns, delivering brands that have been enjoyed for generations.
creating good-paying jobs, the kind that require only a strong work ethic. Because we believe in the promise of America and the people who make it great.
All right, yesterday on my Newsmax show, we were talking with a state representative from Texas about all this chaos that's going on in Texas. And this guy is also a pastor. And it was really fascinating to hear what's happening as far as the redistricting, the Democrats on the run. And by the way, what did I tell you? It's all political theater. Not a single person has been arrested. These rogue, renegade Democrats, they're not going to go to jail. They haven't been removed from their position. So a lot of this is just all political theater, and that's a shame because the Republicans could be sending a message here. I would have sent the FBI in. I sure would have. I would have sent in the FBI. I would have arrested him, and I would have brought them all back to Texas in handcuffs. And then marched them into the Capitol building and then handcuffed them to their chairs. That's what I would have done. Anyway, here is an interview with State Representative Nate Schatzlein. Let's take a listen. Good to have you with us. I'm just curious, sir, when do we call up Chuck Norris and the Texas Rangers here?
It's time. The time is now. You know, what we're waiting on right now is, Governor Abbott has already put out the word to the Texas Rangers, go find these Democrats. Look, what we're experiencing here in Texas is nothing short of Democrats completely abandoning their job. I mean, we're talking about leaving Texas. You left Texas when we need to pass bills such as property tax relief. I mean, Todd, we've got veterans being taxed out of their homes. On top of, we just had one of the worst natural disasters in our state's history with the floods in Kerr County. We've got Democrats that are refusing to show up right now as we speak. We are having hearings for bills for disaster relief. And here we've got the Democrats that are more consumed with getting an attaboy from Governor Gavin Newsom and all these other liberal governors than coming back and doing the work of the people. I mean, it's absolutely insane. They're saying, well, here's the deal, Nate, you can't gerrymander Texas. Look, I want to remind everybody that while the Democrats are partying with Pritzker in Illinois, here's some statistics that are so big. Governor Pritzker, 45% of the vote in 2024 went to President Trump, and yet only 15% of the congressional delegation is made up of Republicans. Illinois has already done this. We're just taking what's completely legal and creating more partisan districts so that we can ensure the future of the America First agenda for President Trump, and so that we can assure that, you know, the far left in Congress doesn't impeach the greatest president of our lifetime. Look, we're in a strange time right now, but there is no excuse for Democrats abandoning the ship, leaving Texas, going and spending time in Chicago, partying with Pritzker when they should be here doing the work of the people.
All right. Look, yeah, no. I get it. And look, you guys have a Supreme Court mandate here. So this is not anything that's, you know, out of the ordinary. Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, though, I'm very curious to get your thoughts about her. She fired off a flurry of profanities at President Trump. Let's watch this.
But he got the nerve to talk about who should be arrested. Give me a break. Kind of like, you know, the orange orangutan, you know, the Timu Hitler. He on the same nonsense too. Bro, you the real criminal.
Listen, Donald Trump is a piece of shit. Okay, we know that. Yes, yes. He is.
All right, and here's what President Trump had to say in response to that.
But you have this woman, Crockett. She's a very low IQ person. Somebody said the other day, she's one of the leaders of the party. I said, you gotta be kidding.
Yeah, he also wondered, by the way, Representative, if she was related to Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier, and I think we are safe in saying no relation there. So, look, I hear she may actually be drawn out of her district. Maybe that's why she's so upset.
Well, I'll tell you, I want to do everything we can to protect her district because I think she is wonderful being in the Democrat Party for our future elections. I think every time Jasmine Crockett opens her mouth, more people turn into Republicans across the state of Texas. Look, this is absolutely ridiculous. What we have the right to do is we have the right to have a quorum. In fact, we've got Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's just a hero to the state of Texas and to America, that just came out and said, I'm seeking a judicial order declaring that the Dems who abandoned Texas have actually vacated their seats. And, you know, now we've got Jasmine Crockett, who's aiding and abetting these Texas House Democrats in these other states, you know, giving donations. Look, our governor said today that these donations might be seen as bribery because technically it's financial aid in return. They're walking a vote, which is in turn bribery, and that's a felony in the state of Texas. So these Democrats aren't just walking away from the job. I truly believe they're committing a crime, and I think their seats need to be vacated immediately. And apparently so does our attorney general, and we're going to find out if the Texas Supreme Court agrees. And we might end up with nothing but Republicans and a few Democrats that chose to stay behind that are going to be leading in this next special session if we can't get a quorum during this special session.
All right, let's keep the answer to this one under 90 seconds here, if you don't mind. John Cornyn, the senator, urging the FBI to track down these wayward lawmakers on the lam. What say you? Is that a good use of resources?
Absolutely. Look, we need to use every single resource we have, whether it's Texas Rangers, whether it's the FBI, whether it's Texas Department of Public Safety, whatever it is, we need those Democrats to be arrested, brought back to the Capitol to do their constitutional duty so that we can give disaster relief and help pass the agenda of Texas.
Yeah, I love the way he thinks, and that's exactly what we ought to be doing. They're not doing it, but they ought to. I have a question for you. I'm really getting a little concerned by this new approach to the nation of Israel within the Republican Party, and it's very strange. I'm not ready to call it anti-Semitism just yet. But something is not quite right, and we're watching a massive shift in demographics when it comes to who supports the nation of Israel. Now, Mike Flynn was on Steve Bannon's War Room podcast earlier today, and he said people need to pay attention because the American people are tired of Israel. That's coming from General Flynn. The general said that he is a staunch supporter of the nation of Israel. But he says the American people are getting tired. And he suggested that the October 7th attack on Israel took place with some inside knowledge in Israel, insinuating that the Israelis may have let this happen. I don't believe that. My mind can't go there just yet. Flynn said these internal machinations that are going on right now, they're going to have to come to grips with this because I'm going to tell you, the American people, they're getting tired of it. They're getting tired of this constant Israel, Israel, Israel. And I'm the biggest fan of Israel. He goes on to say, I've been to Israel many times. I've served alongside them. I've done many things with them, certainly on the intelligence side. So I'm their biggest fan, but the American people are not. And the American people are so tired of all this craziness and our involvement in these things. So I'm curious, why do you think it is that so many Republicans are now turning on Israel? It seems to me, and again, if you know, Israel is our closest ally, and without them, I think the Middle East goes to hell in a handbasket. I really do. But I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. 901-260-5926. I have a thought, but I want to hear from you first. I have a thought about what may be going on here, and I'll tell you what that is after the break. We'll be right back.
Our nation is standing up for American workers, restoring the pride of making products here at home. That's what we do every day. We're America's beverage companies, making American products with American workers in America's hometowns, delivering brands that have been enjoyed for generations, creating good-paying jobs, the kind that require only a strong work ethic. Because we believe in the promise of America and the people who make it great.
All right, the Massachusetts governor, very upset. How dare you, Governor Healey said. How dare you, Texas, redistrict. Who do you think you are? So now the Massachusetts governor is threatening to redistrict her own state in response to all of that. Here's what I find fascinating. There hasn't been a Republican in the Massachusetts House in 31 years. They've gerrymandered all of their districts, so there are no Republicans in Congress from Massachusetts. It's unbelievable. As a matter of fact, somebody was doing the math. There are nearly 5 million Republicans in Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, and not a single one has a Republican member of Congress. So you really think the left is going to? No, the left isn't going to talk about that because they're doing it. They do it all the time. So that's why Republicans, if you're in a supermajority, here's what I would love to see happen. And this would enrage. I think people would burn down Memphis if this happened. The only Democrat congressional seat in the entire state of Tennessee is in Memphis. Congressman Steve Cohen. And it would be very interesting to watch the Republicans. We have a supermajority of Republicans in the state house. If they would redistrict the western part of Tennessee to take away Steve Cohen's seat. And they could do it. They could do it. But that's what the Republican, these red states are going to have to start thinking like that, because the Democrats are doing it and nobody ever calls them out on it. Again, 5 million Republicans in New England and not a single Republican member of Congress. And it's only because of the gerrymandering. That's the only reason. So if we're going to balance it out, We're going to have to get very creative. I'm just laughing. Yeah, Memphis would burn down. That would not be good. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, I want to bring to your attention a lot of our California listeners. There is a very dangerous piece of legislation that has been introduced by Democrats. And our good friend, Pastor Jack Hibbs, warning people about this. Jack wanted to be on the show. He's actually in Peru. Otherwise, he would be here with us to talk about this. But it is a very dangerous piece of legislation. And here's what it would do in a nutshell. This legislation would allow a teacher, a counselor, a member of the Alphabet activist community, it would allow them to go in and file papers to take custody of your children. I know this is, I'm serious. Pastor Jack Hibbs told his congregation at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, that if this becomes law, every Christian should pack up and move out of the state. That's how dangerous it is. So we had Gina Gleason with us on Newsmax last night, and she is with a very important Christian ministry, an advocacy group, that talks about this, and let's take a listen to that conversation.
Gina, good to have you with us. So the name of the bill sounds somewhat innocuous, but why are folks so concerned?
Well, because the way they've written this bill, it is so dangerous that it allows pretty much any person to print an affidavit off the website from whatever entity and fill it out and present it to maybe school agencies like teachers or caregivers for daycares and say that they now have the authority to be the child's caregiver. There is no permission line for the parents to sign, no signature required. No photo ID required. Maybe a social security card might be okay, but no photo ID. And so this opens up the possibility for any person to fraudulently say that he or she is now the caregiver of the child.
So our good friend, Pastor Jack Gibbs, was very concerned about this, issued a pretty dire warning to Christian parents in California. Let's watch this.
Yeah, if you have kids in the state of California, if this passes, you got to go. I would not subject my child to 1 second in this public school system with this new law, AB 495. Your child's safety is number one in your life.
Gina, is it really going to be that bad?
Well, absolutely. If we saw that this child caregiver's affidavit had more precautions set in place, maybe we would think differently of it. But that's not the case. There is nothing to prevent a predator, for instance, finding out that a child from the neighborhood. Maybe the mother was at work one day, got detained by ICE. That predator can print this form, go to the school, and say, I tried to contact the parent, but I couldn't, but now take this form because I'm the caregiver. And the problem is that the school is not required to verify that that's true.
So you guys are going to be partnering with Capital Resource Institute. There's a big event coming up on August 19th at the Capitol. Let's get some information on that. What's going to happen there?
Yeah, we are calling people from across the state of California to join us in opposition to this bill. Show up at the state capitol, the West Steps, on the 19th of August at 1 o'clock, Pastor Jack will be there, Heidi St. John, and many others who are going to voice their opposition to this bill and talk about how dangerous it really is. Once that's done, we will lobby our legislators. We will be walking to their offices and telling them we want a no vote on AB 495.
I'm just curious here. What do you think the end game is? What do you think lawmakers are really up to?
Well, I really don't want to say that they're being wicked or evil and nefarious, but it does cause me to think that in a way, because there are laws in place right now that allow a parent, according to Education Code 2347, that says that a person can communicate with the school authorities and say, if you cannot get a hold of me, here's a long list of people that you can contact, and my child can go with that person. So 495 is taking place of that.
All right, there you go. Just a word of warning to the good, Christian families and really parents across the state of California. You've got to show up at the state capitol, and we'll have that information up on our website. But you've got to show up, and you've got to tell the lawmakers they have grossly overstepped here, and we've got to take a stand. You cannot allow. And what this is really all about, folks, is and we've seen this over and over again in the classrooms, where a child will come out in the classroom as transgender, and then the teacher says, if your parents object, don't worry, I'll be your parent. So you've got the schools that are now pretending to be mommy and daddy. And now this legislation would actually allow them legally to be able to do that, which is why it's so incredibly dangerous. And thank you, Pastor Jack Gibbs, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, for standing up and speaking out about this, as well as Gina Gleason. They are really doing a great job, informing the good people of California. All right, folks, I've got to scoot out of here. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight, the Todd Starnes Show will have the very latest on that shooting situation at Fort Stewart. President Trump is expected to speak this afternoon as well. Very busy news day. And don't forget, ToddStarnes.com. We'll keep you updated on everything right there. Tomorrow, we'll be broadcasting from the FedEx St. Jude Championship. You be good, America.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.